The Verdun Place de Préaux is, in a way, the counterpart to Place de la Libération, from which it is separated only by the former Haute-Seine Canal. In the 12th century, Count Henri I, the Liberal, who governed Champagne at the time, had two buildings erected here, his palace and an even larger church, the Collegiate Church of Saint-Étienne. The Count's residence and chapel were side by side, like Siamese twins, so palace residents could easily move from their apartments to the vast church for religious services without having to go outside. The Collegiate Church of Saint-Étienne was one of the first Gothic-style religious buildings in the region and was almost identical to the Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés in Paris and Saint-Kyrias in Provence. Sadly, the palace and church were demolished after the revolution. Thanks to Napoleon I, the Haute-Seine Canal was built on the site and can still be admired today. This great dock served as a timber port up until the Second World War. As you walk up the Quai des Comtes de Champagne, you'll be following the fortunately preserved part of the Haute-Seine Canal in Troyes. At the corner of Rue de la Cité, stop for a moment outside the Maison du Préposé au Pont Tournant. This was at a time when the barges coming from Paris would sail right up to the heart of the town to load up with goods sold at the corn market or hosiery items destined for the Parisian department stores.